Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard. Hey guys, I've been telling you about how we are big fans of Tecovas boots. Heritage, tradition, quality, comfort, style, and service are some of the best features of Tecovas. But now they also have a gift for our listeners.
Tecovas will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps free with a minimum purchase of $100 at tecovas.com.
Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS.
That's TECOVAS.com. And point your toes west.
There he
yo,
is.
Yo, what up, yo?
I'm confused. Whenever you're punctual, I'm confused. Don't so good confused. To see you. Wait, here's your new theme song.
I don't like my new theme song.
You don't? I'm limited in what I have. Do you like this better?
Yes, way better.
Okay.
Way better.
That's yours,
it's
baby.
It's more game showy.
That's yours, baby.
The other one sounds like an interlude in between.
You
like
could also
Seinfeld
have this. This
Living
is
Single. It sounds like an interlude in Living Single.
Yeah. This is labeled funky. Do you want this one? Do you want this one?
I thought that was when we came back from.
Yeah, I know. We're still
break,
figuring
dude.
It out, babe.
Come on, man.
Hey, listen. So I got to say, I haven't watched my musical in so long. I've only seen Guy Love 9 jillion times. Mm-hmm. And not to pat ourselves on the back, this is fucking one of the best episodes of TV comedy ever.
You think so?
Yes,
absolutely.
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, it is.
And we can say that because we didn't write it. And I want to give kudos to the writers right off the bat. Jeff Marks, Robert Lopez, Paul Perry, and I'm sure a few others I don't know about. Obviously, Deb Fordham, who wrote the episode, wrote a lot of the lyrics with the whole writing staff.
Will McKenzie directed.
Will McKenzie, brilliant director. Bill Lawrence, of course, overseeing the whole thing. But it is so tight. I mean, first of all, it's so short. And to think of all those songs and all that what is it, 22 minutes. And Donald, you are particularly amazing in it. Because you really are a singer and a dancer. You shine so bright in this.
Thank you, man. That's very nice of you to say. You know who really shined in this for me was Judy.
Yes.
Because I know she broke her back or
yeah,
something
her
like
hip.
That.
I found this trivia. For those of you, here's your first bit of trivia. Wait, should we get into the show? 5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that you all should know.
Okay, tell us about the trivia.
There's some trivia I learned on Scrubs Wiki, which is that Judy Reyes had a broken hip.
Yes.
And other than the tango that she does with Donald, which was shot 2 months after the fact, They had to come back and shoot it.
I remember that.
You'll notice that she's always sitting.
Yep. We're going to miss you, Carla.
The whole woman going to miss you, Carla. She's sitting in a wheelchair, I believe. Right? Or no? Why would she be in a wheelchair?
No, she's sitting in a regular chair.
Okay. But anyway, there's some mega trivia for you trivia buffs out there. Judy Reyes spent the whole time in sitting, except for the tango, which was shot 2 months later.
She was also out for a bit while she healed, because she, so we didn't see her for a while. And when she
Do you remember how she broke her hip? Was it sexually related?
Oh, I wish it was sexually related.
Oh, boy.
By the way, her voice is, first of all, I don't even begin, okay? And I'm sure if you're a Mega Scrubs fan and you're listening to this podcast, you probably feel the same way, because I haven't seen it. I don't think I've seen it in 20 years. It is so good. And Judy Reyes's voice, first of all, amazing.
So good.
Everything you do, Donald, and this is amazing. But the tango I hadn't seen for the last time, Turk, I'm Dominican. That is so fucking funny. And the dancing is so good.
She's great, man.
Do you remember? Like, you guys must have rehearsed a long time for that.
No, we didn't.
Oh, don't rub it in for us non-dancers.
She was hurt.
We rehearsed for 10 minutes.
We had like a half a day of rehearsal so we could get the blocking and everything down. But for the most part, she had to come back and, like, kudos to her, man, because she had to come back and learn it really fast, where we rehearsed for a week or two before we even started blocking this episode.
Huge for us. I mean, this was just one of the biggest things we ever did. We pre-recorded, so not only did these genius writers that I mentioned write all this music, and then it was orchestrated, and then we had to go and pre-record all the songs so that we could sing and dance to them, you know, and have them be filmed. And so we had never done anything this epic. I mean, before, this was by far the biggest. I'm sure this and maybe the Princess Bride one were the most expensive ones ever. But this was so fun. And Will McKenzie, I mean, he's such a talented director. I mean, he loved musicals, and he had a Broadway background, and he's directed a zillion episodes of television. And he just was the perfect man for this assignment. The way this is photographed, the way it goes in and out of – every time Stephanie D'Abruzzo, I believe, she was in Avenue Q, and she's been in a lot of Broadway things, and she's wonderfully talented. But – you know, we only sing when she's around. And then it also takes on this little sort of heightened glow of like a Technicolor musical, you know, little things like that. And just all the camera moves. I mean, the camera's dancing too. And those overheads.
The lights are dancing in this bad boy as well, dude. It's
John Inwood. We got to give a shout out to John Inwood, who shot it beautifully. I mean, it was nominated for 5 Emmys. Now, Scrubs barely ever won Emmys. No bitterness. But
I have no hate towards anyone.
I do. We should have won all 5. But
again, we lost to Dick in the Box.
No, we won one Emmy for this episode. Do you know what it was? What the Emmy was for?
No.
I had to look
editing.
It up. Sound mix.
We lost
Which is
to kind Dick
of bullshit because
we lost to Dick in the Box. I just want you to know that. Guy Love lost to Dick in the Box.
Oh, for song?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dick in the Box was more seen.
Because I'm wise enough to know when a gift needs giving. And I got just the one to let her know that she's second to none. It's my Dick in a Box. My Dick in a Box, girl.
Well, you shouldn't be singing the song that beat us. Jesus. No,
well, you know, I'm not a sore loser. It was years ago.
So yeah, sound mixing. That's the Emmy we won. So there you go. The opening dance number. I mean, that took a long time to shoot. They have those overhead beautiful. What do they call those swimming shots?
Crane.
No.
Overhead.
No, you guys know what I'm talking about. Busby Berkeley. What's that expression? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Berkeley's top shot technique.
Busby Berkeley. What's Berkeley's first name, Joelle? Can you find that?
Busby.
Yeah, it's Busby.
Berkeley.
Busby Berkeley, top
shot. So he would do those top shot down things and then an elaborate dance move so you'd see it. So that's what Will is.
They do it at Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom in the opening number. It's done in Blazing Saddles when they are busting through all the sets and stuff like that at the end of the movie.
But I'm talking about a moving dance sort of seeing the beautiful choreography. Yeah.
That's what it's done. That's what it's used for.
What's the Coen Brothers movie where Scarlett Johansson rises out of the water? They do it in that
Hail Caesar.
Too. Yeah. Wow. Nice pull, Joel.
Damn.
Yeah. That's where they found Han Solo.
They did.
New Han Solo.
What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Oh, in Hail Caesar.
Yeah.
Do you like him as Han Solo?
Yeah, why not, man? Look, man.
Other than you, do you think that there's a better choice for Han Solo out there?
I do. But no disrespect to him, because I think he did a great job. But I think the person who should have got the Han Solo character is the dude that was in West Side Story.
Ansel Elgort?
Yeah.
No, I think it should be...
Ansel Elgort is a better Han Solo, I promise you, dude. He's got the height.
I would have liked Andrew...
Garfield? Really? Yeah. Really? Yeah. Really? Really?
Yeah.
Really? Really?
Yeah. I went to some of the Oscar parties.
Oh, wow. Did
saw
you?
Saw lots of famous people.
Okay.
I brought my friend Preston, and when we left, I high-fived him, and I said, I think we didn't embarrass ourselves in front of anyone.
Successful night.
You know, because Donald told that story of we've both definitely embarrassed ourselves in front of celebrities.
Several times I've done that.
But there were lots of cool actors, and it's cool. You know, you go to these parties, and you get to walk up to people you really admire and say, hey, I just, you know, sometimes you know them, sometimes you don't, but and you can say like, hey, that performance was incredible. And that's the thing I like about it. It's cool. And I didn't
embarrass
myself.
How does it feel to be doing that stuff again? That's the question.
I felt great.
There was a break in
between. It felt great. It felt great. I mean, you know, yeah, obviously, yeah, I haven't done any of that since COVID. And it just felt cool. You know, I'm literally, I still feel like the little kid in the room who can't believe he's invited to the party.
Yeah.
So that's what's so fun about it is to look around the room and go, oh my God, it's so-and-so, it's so-and-so. And then, you know, my agent would like sometimes introduce me to some mega person. And that was cool. And we just had some good laughs. But mostly we were excited that we escaped the party without embarrassing ourselves.
Biggest name you ran into that you were like, holy shit, conversation. Be on point.
Well, I did see Leo. I did see Leo, but we didn't. We didn't have a long conversation. We had more of a fist bump,
A fist dock, if you will.
You guys docked.
We didn't. Yeah, we had a fist. We had a fist dock. I spoke to Andrew Garfield, who I know a little bit, and I went on and on about a tick tick boom, and but I made sure, Donald, I didn't embarrass us. I know I could picture you over my shoulder being like, okay, buddy, back away.
That's enough. You've done enough. Yeah.
But I did give Andrew Garfield some love because I did think truly that performance was fucking unbelievable. And I think he's one of the best there is. And I told him. Anyway, let's get back to our musical, Donald.
Yeah.
Let's open with, so we talked about the opening number, which is incredible and just so well written. Then we go into our Pooh song, which is just so funny. And the choreography is so funny.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Peeking our heads in.
Hey, Miss Miller, we just need a stool sample.
Why do you need a stool sample
if you think I'm just a nut?
Because the answer's not in your head, my dear. It's in your butt. Uh-huh.
You see,
everything comes down to poo. This show should really just be me and Donald singing all the songs for you guys.
Here for it.
Whether it's a tumor or a touch of the flu,
please won't you pinch us off a big fat clue? Our number one guess is your number two.
If there's no priest, light a match, please.
Everything comes down to do 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 do.
So there's a moment in that song that's very funny, and that's the break where it goes.
Mike Schwartz.
Check the poo. Yeah. Yes.
Mike Schwartz
says, a homeless guy threw poo in my eye.
Check the poo.
Check the poo. Mine or his?
First him, then you.
Then you.
But the way that Mike Schwartz.
Because if he doesn't have anything in his poo, you're going to be fine.
The first,
is pretty much what
but
they're
the way
saying.
That Mike Schwartz asked. Mine or his? He's so funny.
First his, then you.
It may seem gross. You may say shush.
See, it used to be it. Originally, it was it may seem gross. It may be crass, but we need to see what comes out of your ass.
Yeah, some of the original lyrics were better.
And before that, it was a curly or a letter J. As long as it's a deuce.
Yeah,
yes! Everything comes down to poo.
NBC put their foot down on describing fecal matter as a letter J.
Or a curly or a letter J.
It's just so funny. It's just
a letter J!
It's so funny what they allowed, but they didn't allow a curly or a letter J.
How many letter J's have you had, though? That's the truth, though. Think about it.
Like, a letter J is common.
I guess so, because it was in the song at one point.
A curly or a letter J, as long as it's seduced.
Yes, then we cheer it.
It was such a bummer when we get lyrics and they were so funny. And then by the time we recorded, we had to change some of them because NBC didn't approve them.
Well, this episode is completely chopped up also, man. Like there were so many storylines that had or
it's amazing. Story it's 22
arcs
minutes.
That had to go. Yeah, that had to go because they wanted to get all the songs in.
There's really only two plots. There's Carla's deciding whether she's going to be a working mom and come back to work or be a stay-at-home mom. And Sarah's moving into her new house and doesn't want me to move in. And then the woman, of course, who has an aneurysm that's causing her to hear people singing. But the
plot that takes over most of the show is the music, obviously, because we wanted to tell that story.
Are you okay? Are you all right? Now, they all have like a little bit of an homage to a genre.
I was going to ask you this. Yes.
Yeah. See, some more than others, but
could you name them?
Well, we'll see how I do. I wrote down some thoughts on it. Okay. So the blanks, we're going to miss you, Carla. I don't know. What do you think that's an homage to? It's sort of like a song from Grease kind of thing. But there's a clear Grease song later. But
right. I'm not exactly sure what that is.
We're going to miss you, like Carla.
Barbershop quartet-ish. You know what I mean?
Right. That's such a good tune. I had forgotten about
that. Are we ever going to da 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 da? It kind of sounds like a barbershop quartet. Da da ba 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 ba.
Now, when you come in, my baby's made the choice to be at home and not at work. That was your entrance, dude? I had to like rewind and watch it again. It was so good.
Thank you very much. A little homage to,
What was your homage to?
You know, the king of pop back in the day.
Right.
You
did that. You did that later when in Guy Love. But I know it's not probably going to happen. But I wish you'd do a Broadway musical because
they don't want me, man. Ain't nobody offering me no damn Broadway musicals. They don't want me. Really? If they did want me, I would have done one by now. Listen, we could talk.
I auditioned for the one I did. They're not gonna.
You auditioned for Bullets Over Broadway?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Nice. I'm gonna tell you something though, Zach.
Go ahead. Hold on. Is it something that's really important?
Let me ask you a question. When you auditioned for it,
yes,
did you audition against other Broadway performers and stuff?
What I did was I didn't go to the actual audition. I had to leave town, and I was very terrified to go in and audition. And so what I did was I had a piano player come over to my house, and we videotaped me singing the songs. That was the first audition, was sing this song. And I then forgot about it, like every actor should, because the best way to get a part is to submit your audition and never think about it again until they call you. And I said, I'm never going to get this. And then they called me and said, Woody and Susan Stroman, who directed it, really liked you. Now will you read the scene? And then I had a second audition on tape from LA, and I read the scene, and they said they're going to do a workshop of it, and they want you to play the John Cusack part. It was, you know, because it's based on a John Cusack movie, Woody Allen movie. And so I did the workshop and then officially got the part after the workshop. Did you listen to any of that?
I did. All I heard was you had like a boutique audition and then another boutique audition.
No, I just videotaped myself.
And then, right. And then they were like,
it's no different than you videotaping yourself for a role at home. I just didn't go in.
Now, ain't nobody called me and asked me to videotape myself for this shit, is what I'm trying to say. You sitting here saying you should be a part of a Broadway thing. They got to want you to be a part of the motherfucker,
well,
too.
I also
These things have to happen. I can't just be like, you're right. I'm now on Broadway, everyone. It doesn't work that way.
Listen, do you have your agency has a theater department, okay?
Yes.
You're going to go to your theater agent and you're going to say, hey, theater agent, Zach Braff, the amazing actor, director.
The amazing man that he is.
The amazing actor, director, singer, dancer. Says I should do Broadway. Can you if a musical that's right for me comes up, can you flag it? I'm intrigued.
No, because here's a problem. Because then all of a sudden Shrek comes up and they're like, they want you to play Donkey, Donald. That's how it works. I see how this shit happens. I see how this shit works, ZB. I know how this shit works.
You can tell the agent.
They don't call me and say, yo, Woody Allen has the next freaking part in Bullets Over Broadway. They go, Donald, we want you to play Mufasa in fucking The Lion King. That's how it goes. I know how this
amazing.
Shit works.
What? We could all be so lucky to play Mufasa in
I'd
the
be
Lion
there every
King.
Fucking night if you were Mufasa. Same.
I would have to learn how to fucking work puppets, man. I'm not good at that shit.
They teach
Come
you.
On, bro.
They
Come
teach
on,
you.
Bro.
You think,
Come
you think
on,
they're
man.
Only seeing Get puppeteers? We're only. You think they only audition puppeteers?
I mean, when I saw the show, it was magical. Like, it was the puppetry was amazing. That was really the show. Let's keep it out. We know the music. We've seen the movie.
All right, we're going to get a break. Let Donald
okay,
cool
I'm
off.
I'm just saying. I'm
and,
just saying.
And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the legendary episode that I'm so honored and proud to be a part of. My musical.
So was I.
We'll be right back.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved playtime off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Hey, listeners, how is your social battery right now?
It can be easy for people to ignore their social battery and spread themselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Everyone has a different capacity for socializing and different ways of recharging. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RealFriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RealFriends.
Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage boot making. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots. But they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin designed, Texas tested, and handmade down in the boot-making capital of the world, Leon, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tecovas boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. And point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas, only at Tecovas.com. And we're back! Go, Donald. Go, Donald. Go, Donald.
I gotta tell you, man, I was very happy to watch Dr. Cox rap. You know, that was kind of
cool. Yeah, so that, I believe, is Gilbert and Sullivan, if I'm not mistaken. That's sort of, that like Pirates of the Penzance.
Pirates of the Penzance, yeah.
Yes. That was awesome. He killed it.
He did a great job.
And what about, it all started with a penny
in the door.
I never felt. There was a hatred I had never felt before.
Amazing. Amazing.
And then he calls me a moose-haired something. I don't know. I loved it. I loved it.
A lot of it was very, like, there's no way she could yell at you and all of a sudden he's going to give her the surgery or the MRI that she wants. You know, she yells at you to shut up. And then all of a sudden, she gets the MRI.
Well, I think you can complain. I mean, I've definitely, like, I had my back problems, and they're like, well, you don't need an MRI. And I'm like, please, for the safety, for the comfort of my mind. Mm-hmm.
But you pay for it, though.
No, it's covered by insurance. I'm lucky enough in this country that has a very messed up health system to be one of the insured.
There you go.
So anyway, yeah, you can say, I mean, your doctor can, I'm sure, say no, but I've had a doctor say yes. I think she could convince him and say, please, for my peace of mind, can you do the CAT scan?
I did that with my colonoscopy. I was like, he was like, you're too young, you don't need it yet. I was like, please do it. I don't care.
Yeah, you wanted that shit. And then while you were doing it, you were like, deeper. He said, we don't go any deeper. And you
I
were
was
like,
asleep,
deeper.
You idiot. I was asleep. I got the real deal, Holyfield. What do
you
mean?
You were like, deeper.
Listen, everybody likes a little ass play. And everybody likes a little ass play.
And he was like, this is the girth of the camera.
Don't even act like you don't like a little ass play, dog.
They were like, this is the girth of the camera tube. And you're like, got anything girthier?
Oh, God. Everybody likes a little. You're hating right now. Everybody likes a little ass play. Don't even act like you don't.
Can I have that, Daniel, as one of my new sounds for the sound pad?
I'm going to mark that one down.
Thank you.
Please do. They do, whether it be taking a poop, whether it be a finger, whether it be a tongue, whether it, you know, everybody likes a little ass play.
I need all of that, Daniel, for the for my sound pad.
For fuck's sake, just stop talking about your willies.
We're not talking about willies.
We're talking about my asshole.
And he looks to his asshole.
What you trying to get into one day soon? Oh, what boy. You trying to do?
I all think right. we've already. Establish what we're trying to get into.
Yeah, we know what you're trying to get into. Okay, so...
or do not. Okay. There is no try.
Yeah, that's true, Yoda. I read something online that Yoda...
You're ODing on it now.
I'm sorry. I got excited about all my buttons.
You've read some line at what?
On Reddit, they had this thread. I always send you guys, you and Joelle, these threads that I'm sure you don't read, but it's like Reddit had this thread that was like, what's your most unpopular Star Wars opinion or something like that? And someone said Yoda... barely did the backwards talking in the beginning, and then it became like out of control.
Hmm. Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I see it.
You see it, Joelle? Joelle's going through every line of dialogue.
What did you first say? Yes.
So when the song, When the Truth Comes Out, is sort of a Les Mis homage. Which I thought was cool.
Do you hear the people sing?
Yes, it's that end of Act One. Do you hear? No, actually, It's a One More Day, end of Act One, One More Day. But one, yeah, same thing. Same Les Mis, big full company number, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was so well done. Yeah. I mean, didn't you get excited? I got so excited. All right, this is the song I was talking about.
I'm sure you must be scared, not knowing what this test will bring.
Go ahead.
It could prove that you are crazy. Do you still hear people sing?
Yep.
It's best to know the truth. Of that I have no doubt. But you'll have to face the future when the truth comes out.
That's all we can play.
No, I
we
got
are running
seconds.
A test that's a waste of our time, but at least she'll accept that she's medically fine. She'll admit that she's nuts, or I'll have to say...
All right, that's 30. Oh, it's so good!
It is really good.
Can we play 30 of each song, Joelle?
As long as you guys are analyzing the song and talking about it specifically, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm learning something, but most importantly, I'm learning...
Let's face the facts about me and you. Unspecified.
Wow, it's a bop.
Though I'm proud to call you Chocolate Bear, the crowd will always talk and stare.
I feel exactly those feelings too, and that's why I keep them inside.
Fire.
This bear can't bear the world's disdain, and sometimes it's easier to hide
than explain our guy love.
That was 30 seconds.
That's all it is.
Guy it's so love. Beautiful.
Now, he's mine, I'm
there's
his.
Some funny ass shit in that. Now, I mean, you're the only man who's ever been inside of me, right? And I hold up my fist.
I took it. Yeah, meaning insinuating that I fisted your butthole. But I'm saying, dude, I just took your stitches out. I just put stitches.
Yeah, but I go. I like that. I go. There's no need to clarify.
And
your
I'm
face,
like, oh no. Are you sure? Are you sure? Because you put your fist up.
That shit was so funny. And my other favorite thing is that when we go, let's go, and we go to the and we just the go to the end of the bed.
Yeah, we go right to the end of the bed.
I love how on point you guys were with that. Also, the facial expressions you give, like both of you throughout, is so fun, like really selling the moment. So it's
I love
so
it.
Beautiful.
I hate to tell you this, but we were really trying to sing the shit out of this song too. Like we're sitting there, like everybody looks at it like it's a joke because it obviously is a joke and we are making a joke. But we're sincerely trying to fucking sing.
Oh, I picked
well,
that
no.
up.
Okay, yeah. This shit is real deal Holyfield. This wasn't no fucking let's...
No, that was a pre-record though, Donald, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a pre-record, but we weren't in the pre-record.
But they,
like,
had,
all right.
But they had mics on us too, so when we said, like when Donald did his... Like you know, yeah. and then when I go, when he puts his hand, I go, no hands.
Hugs. Dude, I still use no hands. I still no use hands. That shit. No hands, no baby. Hands. Hugs.
Now this is a much underappreciated, not talked about song in this particular episode.
I've had it up to here, so let me make it very clear. Because I swear I'll never clue you in again. Every time that you profess I come from Puerto Rico.
Yes.
For the last time, Turk, I'm Dominican.
Don't make a big to-do. I was simply testing you.
Go ahead.
Then why'd you tell JD our
baby's Blaxican?
A little proof, soulless, all you know about me or no sex again.
Oh my God, that shit was amazing.
Your name is Carla. You
I sent you. I emailed you all the lyrics, by the way, if you wanted to reference them.
I love that song. That song, yeah. I laughed so much when I first read that song and we sang it. Like, why'd you tell JD our baby's Blaxican?
Then why'd you tell JD our baby's Blaxican?
I think that's a great way to describe ethnic children. What are you? You know right away, I'm Blaxican. Half black, half Mexican. That's a Blaxican baby right there, baby. That's a Blaxican baby. That shit is hilarious to me. I laughed my ass off at that shit, dude.
It was so funny. It was so funny. And the lyrics, I think it's Deb Fordham. I don't know. Of course, it's all the writers, but Deb, you are the head writer on this episode. The lyrics are so funny. And you guys are just amazing. Like I would, you know, there was talk of making a Scrubs musical.
Randall Winston was trying to develop it.
I'm sure there'll probably be one day, and we can go see it, and I would cheer.
You know, they made a Clueless musical, and Dove Cameron played Cher and did a wonderful job. You know what I mean? Like, Amy Heckling was involved and directed it and everything. You know, I don't see why they couldn't do a Scrubs musical. And it doesn't even have to be this musical episode. It could be any episode.
A lot more songs because there's not enough.
But you could create a whole brand new episode. It doesn't necessarily have to be about someone hearing sing, even though that works. And, you know, I totally see this happening or see a version of this happening. I don't necessarily see us in it, but I see it happening.
We're not going to be in it. We're too old. It has to be about young people.
Like, if they did that's what sucks. If they did Scrubs now.
How many fingers do you see?
Call 911 emergency.
I'm not used to being interrupted.
Why are you singing?
I'm really not.
Why am I singing?
I thought you'd like to hear 30 seconds of this.
Is there someone here with you?
Nope, I'm by myself.
Someone that we could talk to.
I said I'm by myself. No. Y'all singing. Stop singing. Stop singing. I'm not. Somebody help.
That's what she would really be doing. Why the fuck is everybody singing? What the fuck is going on? Stop fucking singing. You know, it'd be funny if the character hated musicals.
That'd be even better. Oh, no, not another one.
Another one. No hands. All right, then we get this classic. Hold on. Remember this one, Donald? Hold on.
We'll be friends forever, ever. We're going to be friends forever. We will always be true. I'll always be there for you. We're as close as the pina colada and the aorta.
We're best friends just like
us.
Why are you trying to diss Sarah's singing?
Because she sounds like a gremlin when she sings.
I love Sarah. Oh, there's our girl. I love Sarah, but I have to say, amongst her many talents, and she has many talents, she's a phenomenal actress. She's beautiful. She's so kind. She's an amazing mom. Singing is not in her top six things.
Mm-mm. No, I would say it's sports and singing that she's probably not.
Well, she can snowboard.
At.
I know that she's a good snowboarder because she's Canadian.
Yeah, but Sarah was looking for a school sport when she was younger and had to settle for shot put.
Can you imagine Sarah doing shot put?
No. And the only reason why she got shot put is because there wasn't enough interest.
Shot put is the dumbest sport.
No, oh. I disagree.
I'm sorry if you're into shot put, but can you imagine putting that much time into shot put?
It's a technique that is, and it goes nowhere. The thing is, it goes after you become the best shot putter in the world.
That's the one with the ball where you spin around?
Yeah, where you put it. Yeah.
Come on, dude. Around. Not
unless you got to take someone out from far away, though.
Yeah, with a stone.
Right.
If there was an attack.
If there was an attack.
No, maybe if they added an element to shot put, like hit a dude.
Right.
Moving targets.
Ooh, moving targets is a good idea.
That's, well, then it's no longer. It's
what's another,
Hunger Games,
what's another no funny one? Oh, throwing the hammer? No, throwing the hammer. Is that the same one or is that a different one?
That's different. It looks
javelin.
Cool as hell.
There's
javelin. Javelin. Okay, is javelin still in the Olympics?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I've always
discus,
thought
that, the discus.
Oh, that's another dumb one. I'm sorry, discus players. Heavy they're frisbee.
All, yeah. They're
what
all
about
throw things? No.
What about hacky sack? That's an Olympic.
Not
sport.
In the Olympics.
What's not in the Olympics? That's just stoner.
Hacky sack is
stoner
was
college
in the
kid.
Olympic. Hold on, hacky sack has been in the Olympics before. Look it up.
No, Joelle.
I am.
It's not.
Look it up.
But you know what? I've always been jealous of is those people who can do the stick thing.
High jump?
Running stick.
High jump? High jump.
Or pole vault. Pole vault.
Running stick.
There we go.
Pole vault. Oh my God.
Pole vault. Pole vault.
Oh my God. Running stick.
I think pole vaulting is cool.
Oh, yeah. Vancouver Olympics 2010. Hacky sack footage, crazy skills, Vancouver Olympics 2010.
I think this is simply at the Olympics. I don't know if this is... Yeah. Because these people are just in the street.
Hacky sack was in the Olympics, dude. I'm telling you. I played it in the video game, dude. I know it was.
Oh, well, maybe in the video game it was.
In the... Was... That's fine.
By the way, Joelle, I'm seeing a lot... I digress. I'm seeing a lot of love for the new Star Trek video game, Daniel and Joelle and Dan.
Star Trek video game.
There's a new Star Trek video game out. I don't know on which console, but for some reason it keeps coming up in my feed saying it's getting good reviews.
Interesting. I have not seen a trailer. Let me see Star Trek.
The reviews I said the best video game ever to be made about the property, the IP.
Definitely.
Are you intrigued?
Yes.
A little bit.
And the article I saw had a image of the... Spock character.
Oh, it's Ubisoft?
Star Ubisoft. Trek Resurgence.
Isn't Activision, Ubisoft our friends?
And they Blizzard, are. Yeah. And can Hasbro we ask our, and
launches
Sega.
Spring 2022.
Okay. Oh. All right.
All right.
Look at this.
Well, can you ask our friends at Ubisoft to send me the Spock game? Because I think I might need to get into a video game. I have a little downtime now, Donald.
Come on, Zach.
I told you what to get into, dude. You didn't want to fucking listen to me. Zelda.
I don't think Zelda's going to be my thing. I don't want to have I'm way into more the natural, like Hitman or the cowboy one you mentioned.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Red Dead.
Yeah.
I just finished that. The story of that game is so gripping. It's so good.
Yeah, I think that's more my speed. Now, I do have the latest Hitman, and it made me really scared. It was so realistic.
Yeah.
That I was frightened. I panicked.
Okay, it hasn't been in the Olympics, but it was one day.
Okay, finally, took you long enough. Okay.
Guests just arrived, by the way.
Okay, we're gonna let the guest in a second, but I want to give a shout out to the "You're Going to Be Okay." That was more of like a Rent song. That's what's going to happen. Everything's okay.
5,000, 25,695,000.
Beside you, we won't let you slip away. Plan for tomorrow.
Cause
we swear to you,
you're going to be okay.
I
got a little emotional at this.
I was going to say, cry every time.
We're going to be okay.
It's so pretty.
It's really lovely.
This would not have worked at all if all of these creative groups didn't come together. It's, you know.
All I kept thinking about was how many of these dancers were in La La Land.
A lot of those dancers are, all the background people were professional dancers. And, well, keep in mind, this was 20, I don't know if it's 20, how many years ago? 2006? I'm bad at math.
16.
So, 16 years ago. 16. So some of them may have retired, but
Were in La La Land.
Okay, don't yell about
some
La
of them
La
even
Land.
Sang in La La Land.
Listen,
Candice sang.
All I'm gonna say is that Donald's connection to this was trying to figure out how many people from this may have been in La La Land.
That's right. I think about that day because this is the opening number all over again. I left him at a Greyhound station west in Santa Fe. We were 17. And he was young, and it was true. I knew what I had to do. I'm telling you,
she didn't even give him a chance to come to Paris. Give him a chance. No. There's jazz clubs in Paris.
There are jazz clubs in Paris.
Yeah, why not invite him?
Jazz is huge in Paris.
Yeah, like we have this insane connection. Why don't you come work?
Did you ever watch The Aristocrats?
No.
Or freaking Cruella de Vil, The 101 Dalmatians? Jazz was huge. Cruella de Vil.
Okay, that's a weird reference. But I just want to say that there's no reason that he couldn't have gone to Paris. All right, let's go to break. And when we come back, we're going to have a guest. And they better have a good musical question, Joelle, or I'm going to flip
saying
this
is
desk.
He could have went to Paris with her.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
We got it.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage bootmaking. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots. But they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin-designed, Texas-tested, and handmade down in the bootmaking capital of the world, Leon, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tecovas boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com and point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas, only at Tecovas.com. The season of summer concerts is upon us. When you want to secure the best seat in the house, you know you can't wait until the last minute. You have to be on it. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead.
If you're hiring for your business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it.
Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you tried the new Target Circle? It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. And try the new Target Circle 360. It's for the VIP Target shoppers. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
And we're back! Woo! We're back! Welcome to the show!
All right, kids. Ready? We're back. Let's bring in the caller. I'm so excited. We missed a caller last week. I apologize. It was my fault. And now we have a caller. Let's do it!
Play that song.
We got a caller who gave us a holler. We can talk Star Wars or sing show tunes, you know, like a baller. Smoke some jazz cabbage. Maybe talk about the episode. So come on, Joel, let's get the show on the road.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Ryan and Jenny! Woo!
before you even say anything, I just want the audience to know that they couldn't have a more perfect background for this podcast. One is a poster of Star Wars, and one is a poster of Cosette and Les Miserables. Mm-hmm. And you get us. You get us. You guys should just come, before you even speak, you should just join the show as regular co-hosts because you understand us.
Do I care if I should die? Now she goes across the sea. Life without Cosette means nothing at all.
Okay.
But you, Cosette, if I were to fall, would you be Cosette for me?
All right. Hi, guys. Welcome to the program. We obviously have shared interests. tell us about yourselves and how Joelle chose you. What did you write? You must have written something juicy.
Well, I don't know about juicy. You know, we've been fans of the pop.
He sounded like Elvis, man. He came in smooth with it, didn't he? Okay. He came in real smooth with it. Okay, Ryan.
I don't know about all that, but I'll tell you, I did have a brief call with Joelle, and I told her how much I love her.
Real? Oh my gosh!
I was able to talk to Joelle.
You came smooth with it, Ryan.
you want to get that recorded for me, and so I can play my students, set up my street cred a little bit. That'd be cool.
Rather than send an email, I asked Joelle to hop on the phone.
Oh my God.
So now I've got, you know, with the beard, it's a bit different, but a lot of my life I've been given you look a little like Zach Braff, and now I've got Zach doing an impression of me. That's pretty surreal. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to have it because this podcast will be out there for all the world, and you can make it your ringtone.
Can't wait.
Yay.
Can't wait.
All right, guys, what's your question? Go ahead. Tell us about yourself.
So we wrote in because, you know, aside from being great fans of the show, we thought it would be really neat if you had a couple of music teachers on for the My Musical episode. That's one of
our favorites. That is good. All right, Joelle, I'm not going to have to flip the desk. Thank God.
Thank God. Thank God.
Yay.
You're both music teachers, and for what grade?
I teach.
Or I guess what ages?
Yeah, I'm a middle school teacher. I teach band and orchestra and jazz.
And I do a choir with 6 through 12, grade 6 through 12.
Oh my God. That's is it as fun as it seems on Glee? Because it just looks like they're having such a good time.
I can't stand Glee because it's so not real.
Mm.
It's But I love the music. The music of it is really, really great. And I've done some of those arrangements with my groups before. So that's always.
Now you must have a kid, both of you, mm-hmm. I imagine this is exciting when so many of the children have good talent and average talent, and it's just they're living their best selves because they're expressing themselves through music and song. But it must be so thrilling when you go, oh my God, we got one on the hook. We got a kid that's extra special.
Mm-hmm. Got a few of those.
And the really rewarding part is when that creates a feedback loop with other kids, and they see that passion, and it becomes contagious.
They get inspired. They go, I want to be as good as so-and-so, right?
Very much.
It's fun to watch.
Oh, I want to be a teacher, Donald.
You are a teacher.
I occasionally would go to Northwestern where I went to college and give try and give, you know, speeches and give back to the college kids in some way, which I should do again because I got so much out of it. It's so fulfilling. Yeah. But you're doing this at such a young age where you're really shaped. These kids who are in your classes, they must love it. This is probably their favorite class, right?
For many of them. Yeah. For so many, it's the reason that they choose to come to school, you know, particularly now when we're all going through various struggles over the last couple of years. If you can tell a kid, hey, you know, we'll get you out of a textbook and we'll get you out of, you know, all the rigors of your typical subjects, and you can come in and create and be who you are and be accepted for who you are. And that's mostly what everybody needs.
How are you as a teacher? Are you able to teach any instrument? I mean, how does that work?
That's a good question.
So we actually, the short answer is yes. We complement each other pretty well. Part of our collegiate training is learning how to play all these instruments so we can be effective instructors. But whatever I don't play, she plays, and vice versa. So it sort of just it worked out.
Are there kids in your class that play any of the instruments better than you?
That's the end goal. That's what I would like. Yeah.
I was going to say, not yet.
No, they will. They will eventually. They will eventually. They will eventually. I just wondered if there's anyone who's like a mega standout.
I definitely have a few. Absolutely.
I love that. I love that you're sharing music because it can be taught in so many ways. There's so many instruments. There's so many ways to use your voice. There's so many ways to be musical, and you know, just opening the door for someone. Like you guys are talking about, yeah, sure, there's standouts, but there's going to be somebody that takes what you teach them and take it to a level that you guys never expected to ever, ever see.
And the impact you're going to have on these children, because of course, a few may pursue music, but also the skill sets you're giving them to stand in front of an audience, to have the courage to put themselves out there, to perform, to work with each other. I mean, think of all the different skill sets. You know, you think about all the bullshit. There's an old Paul Simon lyric. When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff you learn that you're like, why the fuck did I learn that? I would have rather learned how to fix my car. I'd rather learn how to do my taxes. I'd rather learn how to play a fucking instrument, for the love of God. So my point is that you're teaching them a skill set that isn't just singing and or playing an instrument. It's collaborating with their peers, having the courage to stand in front of a group. You know, so that's so important.
Anytime you want to come on by and give the pitch, man, we'd love it.
And a lot of programs.
It sounds like you guys are doing good on your own.
Where is this happening?
We live in a very little town called Bern, Indiana, near the Fort Wayne area. And I teach in Fort Wayne, and she's here in town.
He's Fort from Wayne. Chicago, and I'm from Ohio. And we kind of ended up in the middle.
Fort Wayne, Indiana.
In the middle. We have a friend that was on a show about the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that show.
Indiana.
Neil Flynn. Isn't Indiana considered the middle?
Yeah. Well, that's where the show takes place, isn't it? I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess it's a middle class that they're talking about on that one.
I think they're referencing being.
But not in the middle of the country, because the middle of the country isn't Indianapolis.
I don't know. All right. So do you guys have a question for us?
Yes. Absolutely. We kind of thought we'd start with a fun one.
Go on.
You know, for my musical, you guys turned the sitcom Scrubs into a musical. What musical would you then try to turn into a sitcom, and who would you cast?
Oh, shit. Wow. If I could turn a musical into a sitcom.
Wow, that's really hard.
That's a tough one. They do it a lot, you know. So let's go Disney musicals, because that's probably ones that are easily viewed. Like, they did Cinderella and they made it so it wasn't a musical, and that worked kind of. I guess any of those fairy tales could work not as musical. But if you like talking traditional Broadway,
I don't know.
That's a tough one. Zach's way more versed than that.
Yeah, Donald just knows Disney musicals. I'm trying to think of what would be a good, Something Rotten was a great musical that I really loved. I know this is sort of a weird reference because most people won't get it unless you're a Broadway geek. But I think that could make a good, that would have made a good series.
Bring in the noise, bring in the funk would be a great live action
comedy
series. Take out all the tapping and all the music and just have people talk.
Oh my gosh.
So then what if you were to take his gear is turning now. Yeah. Well, then what if you were to take, you know, something that's been on TV, you know, if it was MASH or Cheers or I Love Lucy or, you know, something like that, and put it on Broadway, what would you pick there?
Oh, well, you could do anything with that. Buffy the Vampire Slayer is a great Broadway show. All of these things. Like, when you really think about it, any television you could turn into a musical, because you're adding an extra exciting element. And these
Buffy, I didn't see it, but Buffy did a musical.
It's one of the best It's one of the best TVs. Yeah, it's one of the best TVs ever. It's like this witch, or not a witch, it's like a demon comes to town or something like that and makes it so everybody has to sing. The shit's scary too. It's not like some, there's a silent episode. Yo, you want to talk about dope television? Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Yo, that's some dope TV, B.
Joelle is furiously nodding her head.
Oh, it hits.
100,
like, I've never seen an episode of Buffy. Have you, Daniel?
Oh, dude, it's good, man. It's good, B. Like, straight up,
I'm not much
of
a vampire guy. As soon as you say vamp, you don't have to get
the word. Well, this is the show that started. This is the show that started it all, though. You know what I mean? Buffy, the movie, started all of that shit. And then the television.
Other than Dr. Acula, I'm not much interested in anyone else's telling.
Dr. Acula would be a great musical.
Dr. Acula, the musical.
Great musical.
Maybe you guys Alabama can have Jackson, the musical.
Alabama
well,
Jackson,
you know, that'd
the
be
musical.
A great musical. I'd love to make that musical. Adult Swim, let's make it.
Absolutely.
All right, what's your next question?
We love watching shows repeatedly and tracking character development and evolution, you know, through those shows. Sometimes JD and Turk, as you guys have said, are indistinguishable from Zach and Donald. In what unexpected ways did these characters evolve during the show? And I guess in what unexpected ways did portraying these characters change you as people?
It's a great question. And it became more and more me and Donald because, Bill would like, you know, run out of storylines and he would just be like, what did you and Donald do this weekend?
And then it'd be in the next episode.
No, we really, you know, because the characters, I think one of the reasons we got the parts was we were similar to the characters, really. I mean, and then we leaned into it and Bill evolved the characters around us and around our strengths and around what we found funny. And thank God, you know, Bill and we, is that the way we say it? We and Bill? Bill and us?
I don't know. Have
the same sense of humor.
I'm not going to get upset about it.
I don't think that we, here's a great question. I'm going to build off of yours. Donald, is there any way that you're nothing like Turk?
No, I mean, I'm so much.
Feels like that.
I mean,
was
I'm not a doctor. Like, that's
no, I'm.
One thing.
I mean, other than the obvious, I mean, like personality wise, I think you're pretty. I mean, he is.
I'm a family man.
You're very funny.
Everything that I played in Turk was.
I don't like appletinis, and that upsets people. So I'm sorry to have to tell you that.
Only ever had one.
I love sports. Like.
I once tweeted that and someone wrote everything I believed is a lie.
that's a little heavy.
Easy on the teeny.
I think as you hear from listening to the podcast, we are quite similar, I think, to the characters. That's probably why the reasons this has been so popular for people, because it's kind of like just chilling with JD and Turk in a lot of ways, except we're allowed to curse now. And we sometimes get explicit, like when we had that couple on. Joelle, we're due for them to come back. We need to check in,
okay,
see if there's been any evolution.
You mention them every single episode.
No, we don't.
It's just the most, it's
no,
the
we
most
don't.
Fascinating.
No,
it's the
maybe,
most fascinating
maybe,
situation.
Maybe once a month.
I've ever heard of.
It's the most Jerry Springer we ever got, and we're kind of now
it's
I
not
know.
Don't. I don't think it's Jerry Springer. It's just the most fascinating situation. We both are into what they were talking about. And so we want to hear more. It's that
we're
simple.
Curious. They're very good guests, but you guys are better. All right. It's time for Fort Wayne, Indiana's favorite segment, Donald.
It's time to fix your life.
We have some new sound effects to go along with that one you just heard. I might try this one. Or I might try this one. All right,
That's Jerry Springer.
We both listened to the last episode that you posted, like this morning, like whatever came up this morning.
Oh, okay.
We both listened to it already.
So you've heard some of these sound effects.
The ever-expanding sound pitch.
Pretty much my whole desk is sound pads now. All right, go ahead. How do we fix your life? We're good at this. We're a little rusty. We haven't had a guest in a moment, so we're ready. Donald, lean forward.
There we go.
And go like, Donald, lean forward and go like this.
So Art Fix Your Life is on behalf of fine arts teachers and students everywhere. We feel that, you know, a lot of our students are stressed and drained. Mental health is suffering in our schools. And the arts, as we said earlier, give students and communities a creative outlet and an escape. But nationwide, a lot of these programs are facing cutbacks. You both clearly had meaningful arts experiences as part of your education. Drawing on those, how would you advocate for fine art programs in schools?
Or help us advocate.
Tell us, first of all, you've got a whole fuck ton of people listening right now. So tell us and them what to do. I know that this is a problem. I know that schools are cutting back on these programs because of budget cuts, particularly public schools. Mm-hmm.
That's where the hits are really taking it. You know, we go to private because of all of the budget cuts that are happening to public schools, which is, it's you know, for people that are in public school and have to deal with some of these cutbacks, it's very, very scary. Like,
yeah,
you know, schools in LA, there's a nurse that comes once a month. You know what I mean? There's no nurse stationed in schools. So if your child has a nut allergy or if something happens and a nurse just doesn't happen to be there that day, you know, it's like there's so many things. Gym, that's on its way out the door. You know what I mean? Physical education, that's out the door, you know? And music, that, you know, we've been fighting for music for how long now? Mm-hmm. And it still can't, you know, the bill still can't get passed to keep music in all schools. Yeah. It's draining, especially for someone who's in the arts. You guys are in the arts and you're trying to teach the arts to kids. I can't imagine all of the barriers, you know, like, I don't know what your school is like, but how do you get music into the school? Like, maybe if you tell people, you know, about the problems that you're dealing with, maybe that'll help people. Maybe that'll make people want to invest.
What comes to my mind is getting people to show up to these budget meetings where these decisions are made. I know they're all gone. Those meetings or can get pretty wacky. Yeah. But if you have people that come and can add, if you can rally the people in the community whose children have been affected positively by this, and especially not, and probably bizarrely, not even just like, oh my God, these amazing teachers made my son an incredible pianist or guitarist or horn player, that they've changed him. He's got confidence. He's got this, he's got that. He has friends that he's never made before. Talking about the impact, like that rant I went on before, and having people advocate for the budget appropriation towards it, I assume would be the best route, right? I mean, unfortunately, we're trying to fix your life, but you guys know the world of this better than we do.
Yeah. It's so much more than just, I go to class and play an instrument for 45 minutes and then leave. Like, that's how a lot of people see it. Even the other teachers sometimes see it that way. But the kids will tell you also that that's not the case. And it's really hard to convince anyone in the community sometimes, or in communities, that it's not just that. It's so much more.
Well, these things get decided, you know, there are, I guess it's the school board or it's the city council. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm naive in this area, but I would rally, if you're facing this in your town, you're listening to these two amazing music teachers, it would be about rallying people to show up at those hearings and give testimonials and really discuss why it makes such a difference. The other thing I know the public school in my neighborhood does is they fundraise to augment the program with the parents, because it just wouldn't, I don't even know if it would exist without hardcore getting sponsors, getting, you know, that's why the school is outside is covered with like ads for realtors and things, because yeah. they've given money to have their giant, I'm a realtor in the neighborhood poster. You know, anything like that's outside the box that helps raise the money. So the program,
That's the only way things are getting done is parents have to get involved. Even though you're going to a public school, you got to treat it like a private school and put the money and invest back into the school in order to get some of these programs going.
That's the honest to goodness truth.
You can have a
the government ain't gonna do it. They're trying to stop public broadcasting, yo. I'm just saying, man. Yeah. Like, I don't want to get political. I'm gonna shut the fuck up.
You can have a fundraising concert where you know, maybe you guys play a little bit, maybe the kids play a little bit, maybe some of your adult friends who are like, you know, is really talented play, and then the children play, maybe some particular standouts have solos and that kind of things, just to, and then maybe even at the fundraiser, the kids share why the program has meant so much to them. And then you do like, you know, you do like, you auction off things like a personal piano lesson from one of you guys or, you know, things like that, things that are in the community. You get people to, you get parents to donate things. And I don't know, I know these aren't like revolutionary ideas, but.
It's just tough when you don't have the instruments and stuff like that to put on some of these shows. I know that that's what happens a lot also, you know.
Well, I bet they could get a local place to donate some amps and some instruments. And
we're lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could say this event is sponsored by so-and-so's music rental place.
That'd be great. That's actually a great idea.
I know.
But it doesn't happen that way all the time, you know. Sometimes kids have to share instruments.
Yeah.
Right.
And that sucks. You don't want to share a recorder with somebody.
We used to have, remember those sticks with the grooves? Do you still have the sticks with the grooves on them?
The Wiro.
Well, the Wiro, yeah.
I remember that from my childhood. Uh-huh. That was the first thing they gave us, was two sticks with the grooves in them.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Make the rhythm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is fun. This awesome. Is class.
Well, you
this
guys.
Is so much more.
Go ahead, Daniel. What are you going to say? What do you got to say, Daniel?
It's you know, I think playing to the strengths of things like social media can also help. Mm-hmm. Like, I see so much kind of advocacy happen on things like TikTok right now because people take in so much media and listen to so much stuff via that, and sharing the powers of music and music teaching through things like TikTok and just, you know, I hate to put it this way, but like, going viral with teaching people about music is a way to really show the power of teaching music in public schools and how underfunded it is. So I think if you do a fundraiser, put videos of it on TikTok. If you see kids that are like, you know, espousing the values of music teaching, throw that on TikTok as well and just create a presence for yourself in a social media that people are taking in all the time. It's free. It's on your phone. And I think, you know, that's a way that you can get yourself out there.
That's smart, Dale. And I also think, you know, not to beat a dead horse, but to really highlight, because some parents will be like, okay, great. I'm glad he's having a good time, but he needs to get a job. He's not going to be a guitar player. You need to highlight the ways that these classes are shaping them and making them better young men and women, boys and girls, whatever, in ways that aren't even related to the instrument. You know, I think that parents who are like, oh, great, I'm glad he likes it, but he's not going to be a trombone player. You know, that you're spraying like, no, you don't understand the value this child is getting out of this class, you know?
Yeah.
All right. You're welcome.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage bootmaking. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots. But they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin-designed, Texas-tested, and handmade down in the bootmaking capital of the world, Leon, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tecovas boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store,
Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com and point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas, only at Tecovas.com. Have you tried the new Target Circle? It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. And try the new Target Circle 360. It's for the VIP Target shoppers. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're welcome. I don't know how well we did.
I mean, we didn't really help that much.
They helped us. They educated us.
If anything, like, I feel I know what you're going through, and I don't understand how this is such a why this is such an issue. Music opens up so many doors, so much. It's mathematical. There's so many things that you can teach through music. And for some reason, people don't think it's useful, or at least the government doesn't think it's useful as far as educational goes. And that just makes no sense to me.
For me, most of my education was in theater camp, but that's no different. It was a teacher teaching me, and it's where all my self-confidence for public speaking and being in front of people came from. All of it. Mm-hmm. I didn't learn that in a math class. I didn't learn that in any other class. I learned it from having the huevos to get on stage in front of people and have a great teachers push me and encourage me, and it made me someone who could perform and speak in front of people, which is an incredible skill to have for whatever you're going to be in your life. You know, that's not a skill set you're going to learn in any other class. You know,
true.
Mm. Amen. Donald, say preach.
Mm-hmm. Chuch.
You got it wrong. No.
You know what my favorite instrument is?
What?
Nobody gives a fuck what your favorite instrument is, Zach.
I do, Zach.
Nobody cares. No one gives two jackass shits.
You honor me.
I really like the oboe.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Yes. Beautiful and done well.
It's beautiful when done well.
When done well.
Yes. Yes. I you hear it in scores a bunch, and I like movie scores, and a well-placed oboe is beautiful. Let's go out on that note. How can you beat the sentence, a well-placed oboe He's so beautiful.
Well, I think Jenny got you beat. What you gonna say?
What'd you want to say?
Oh, I was just wondering. I wondered if either of you play any instruments at all, because I don't.
Darryl plays the skin flute.
Oh, Jesus. I had to open that door.
You can open that door. That was...
And on that note, 5, 6, 7, 8. Stories
about a show we made about a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that you all should know. So gather round to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Donald.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.